talking about.
I know. I don't know what I'm talking about either.
You hear that?
What?
My soda pop. Soda pop.
I really should have been drinking for this.
You should have been drinking. Oh, man. That'd be fun, too. All
right. Cheers. Let's do shots.
Everybody.
I've never seen a dog.
Get this started. With me today is a very special guest. Her name is Kari, but don't you goddamn spell it with an I, because that's not how you spell it.
Or a C.
Or a C. And what's really helpful is if you get up really close to that microphone and talk into it.
But I thought I can't be loud.
You can't be loud, but I can't hear you otherwise. And she's drinking a root beer, so that's why she's making so much noise with the root beer.
I thought they should enjoy it. What I'm doing. Be a part of my life.
Pass. I know, that's so rude. Yeah, see, that's something that's going to have to not happen for the next... Oh, thank you. All right, well, so this is what I do. I pretend to be on the radio. It's more like a podcast, though. What do you think?
How cool does it make you feel?
So, I can't get this girl to shut up normally, but she won't talk into the microphone. This is going to be a good show.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk... What the hell was that? What the hell? I'm trying to put on a professionally produced show here, and you just lose your shit laughing.
That's what's funny is you're being so serious and I can't take it.
I'm sorry. Well, what should I do then?
I think you have your headphones on wrong. I'm kidding.
I'm going to murder you if you don't speak into that microphone.
I am speaking.
Because I want you to understand that when you come way out here, it really, really screws
up. Oh, you sound cool.
I know. I don't sound cool. I sound like I'm in a goddamn tunnel. There we go.
Oh.
That's so much better, right?
Tunnels are cool.
They're scary.
Especially when they're lit up. No, they're cool.
What do you mean when they're lit up?
I'm talking like...
How many tunnels have you been in?
The ones you drive under. You have to light them up. What do you mean what kind of tunnel? I've been in snow tunnels.
What is that?
What is what?
What's a snow tunnel?
Where you build caves and stuff and tunnels that lead to other little holes. When the snow is really high, that's what you do.
Where'd you grow up?
Michigan.
And it snowed a lot there.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm just trying to make conversation here. Whoops.
Oh, wait, we're jamming.
We're not jamming.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay, so here's the whole point of the show is we don't have any plan.
I was gonna hold my ears like a monkey.
And what would that sound like to the people who can't see you?
Can't do it anyways because I have these headphones over my ears.
Oh, that's terrible.
They should be able to see me. You guys would love me.
You guys. Well, I might post a picture. I need to revamp how I do this anyway because when you go to my website, and my website is goodeggproductions.com for anybody who doesn't know. When you go to my website, you see this little thing that says Random Stream of Consciousness Podcast. And when you click on it, it takes you to the podcast, but there's no actual pictures there. There's just links to the people that I've talked to. And then you have to press the... Do you know what that is? Do you know what this thing is?
Tape, a cassette tape.
Yeah.
I'm not that old or young.
She's not that old or young. So she's right in the middle there. Where, okay. How old are you, Kari?
2.
Hmm. Then no shots for you.
21.
20? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
How old are you really?
For real.
21?
Mm-hmm.
That's so young.
Because you're so old.
Walked into that one. Fair enough. Okay. So we're going to do something fun that I haven't done yet on this show. And it is it's called Speech Jammer. And I don't... You look so weird. Drink, okay, because she's drinking out of a bottle of root beer, and through a straw. But the straw is barely inside the bottle, so it looks like you're sucking the top of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible. Okay.
It's called skills.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're not gonna do that just yet because I swear to God, I need to take a shot or something. I'm always half drunk when I do this show, so I'm feeling like really strange that I'm. Haven't had anything.
That just got really loud.
What did?
My ears. Like it went crack and then it went. That!
Well, yeah. The table is connected to... Oh, shit. Everything did just get really... Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. What the hell's going on? Did that get turned up? This thing. Oof. Yeah, that needs to go away.
That was intense.
I'm very sorry about that. Okay.
Do they hear that too?
Yeah, probably. Sorry, sorry, everybody.
Oh, everybody. So, that was definitely his fault.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
All right. So why is that not loud now? What if I turn that up higher?
Hello.
Oh, motherfucker. Really?
Hello,
what is...
From the other side. Ooh,
what is going on here? Stop. There, that's better.
That was ridiculous.
Okay. I think it's because, see, this is going to suck now.
I didn't do it.
All right. Well, we've got two options.
Chicken. Or steak.
Steak. Well, the two options we have is we can start the show over and I can get the right cable, or we can just limp through it. And let's just limp through it.
I just say, don't make that out to me. I don't know what to tell you to do. This sounds good to me now.
Does it?
Well, it does. Now it's weirder. It was fine. What are you doing?
I'm just playing with buttons.
Those are knobs.
You're a knob.
You're a nerd.
Okay. All right. So here's what I think. Here's what I really think we should do. It's the first time I've ever done this. We're actually going to take a break. A whole 8 minutes.
Intermission.
A whole 8 minutes into the show. Yeah. We're going to take a short break. And I'm going to have...
Drunk.
Hmm?
What?
Half drunk. I'm going to get half drunk. Yeah. So, immediate apologies to anybody who had to suffer through that complete overmodulation because I have the wrong cable.
I don't apologize.
You don't apologize for anything.
Well, that would be funny. If I were listening to this, I would laugh because they'd be like, those people don't know what the fuck's going on. And that's what I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, I have fucked up every single podcast I've done. It. Oh, yeah. There's no limits. There's no, there's FCC.
They put me on the radio.
The FCC doesn't care.
People would not listen to me on the radio.
No, they'd have to constantly bleep you.
Yes.
Because you say things.
I don't have. Sometimes I have control. I have control around children.
We're going to talk about children? That.
What are we talking about?
Anything. We talk about anything. It's the random stream of consciousness. That's why you're going to be good at this, because you are all over the place. I am all over the place. And somehow we're going to talk about things.
Now, I don't understand how candles are supposed to stay on that. What if they fall? You should have sticks on that thing to put stab the candle.
There are sticks. There's like little spikes coming out of each... One of those little things.
I don't see it.
There's spikes, trust me.
I don't see one on the 9.
There's spikes. Okay, so,
We are going to go to a short intermission.
We are going to go to a short intermission.
Please hold.
And
forever hold your peace.
Forever, forever, forever hold your peace.
Oh, forever. What is that really what you say?
When you get married?
I don't remember.
Yes, when you get married, somebody says...
I have two women in front of you, we're not in reverse.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what, that's the way that works.
Hot! Why is it so cold in here?
It's not cold in here. You have a thing.
Down! Down!
Oh,
I forgot. God, it was on. What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. Calm down.
All right, let me turn your microphone down.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
You keep up that sir stuff. I already had you tied up to a wall today, and now you're calling me sir.
Yeah, that sounds
interesting.
I wasn't necessarily tied up, I was strapped up.
Yeah, let's make sure we get the terminology correct when we're talking about how you were strapped to a wall.
I was restrained by the feet.
It was important, though. We couldn't have you flipping your feet around.
I was, though. I almost got stuck on the side of the wall. You didn't see me.
No, I did not. I wasn't there for that part. I purposely wasn't there for when you... So maybe we should tell people what happened today.
Oh, we're talking to people. I forgot.
Well, anybody who listens, you know. Mm-hmm. Anybody who cares to know more about the life of Kari.
Yo, I'm going to help you get this killing. People love to listen to me talk.
What do you keep looking over there for? There's nothing over there.
I'm just looking. You know, I'm just looking.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, food.
Food.
I don't really know. That was just always the first subject in my head.
Are you hungry?
No, but I can always eat. You know, you don't have to be hungry to eat or to think about food.
Okay. seriously, because this is how I do this. I pull things out of people. This is going to be very difficult to work with you today, I think. I may have met my match. this person changes subjects faster than I can. All right.
But I'll go back to the same subject. You just got to remember what we're talking about. So, go ahead.
You took a shower with your bra on today.
Yeah, today. That was just a rinse off shower. So I thought I was just rinsing off the bottom half of my body, which that was the plan, which it would have worked out because the shower head comes down, you know, and it's got the little cordy thing. But no. The water was hot, and
that shower heady thing from the thing?
After I looked, and I realized it was there, and so I was like, oh, cool, I don't have to take my bra off, because, you know. Then I got in there, and I forgot.
The 30 seconds that it took you to get in the shower and make an assessment of the shower head and removable such things, you forgot that you were wearing a bra?
No, I forgot to move the thing down, so I didn't get my bra wet.
Are you wearing that same bra now?
Yeah, it's
You're
wet.
Wearing a wet bra right now?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's not that bad. It's really not that bad.
I don't know. I've worn wet underwear before, and it's not fun. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, but it doesn't move around as much as your lower body. Wearing wet underwear, you'd probably chafe a little bit, I think.
Probably.
Hey. I don't... Yeah.
Good one. So, what are you drinking?
Oh, you know, I think it's apple juice in a really small cup.
It looks like apple juice.
It makes me feel big. Like my morphed photos that you did of me.
I showed Kari that there are two ways to Photoshop somebody.
I had one big boob, one big foot, one big gut, and a really big forehead. Yeah.
No, you had a big eyeball, too.
Oh, yeah. See, and you know, it went zigzag, too. Left, right, left, right, left.
I had to keep you even, you know, balanced.
Oh, yeah. You balanced my eyeball out with my foot. Yeah.
Where
to come?
No, not what. What? Why? See, you're distracted by your phone.
I can look.
I knew you would be a terrible guest. I knew this was going to be a disaster.
I didn't even pick it up.
I lost you for 2 seconds there, though.
No, you didn't even finish talking. You got distracted.
I'm asking you questions. I'm asking you questions, and you're not answering them.
You didn't ask the full question.
What happened to you tonight?
Oh, I had to get a cast in my vagina.
Just gonna let that settle in.
Oh, my bad. I'm making all that noise.
And we're back. So you had a cast of your vagina done.
It's not as funny when you say it.
I wasn't even involved. I wasn't even there.
No, he participated to restrain me. That's, you did. That was probably the coolest part about it.
Oh dear.
Except for the fact that it felt so weird and then it felt cool. It's like a chastity belt. You don't feel anything after the goo dries. Yeah, there we go.
So how does that process work? So let me just paint a picture here.
Cool, I'll drink my apple juice.
You do that. I wasn't in the room, but as I understand it, this is how it goes. You are laying on some sort of a bed type thing.
Futon.
Well, don't make it sound super cheap and creepy.
Wow.
I mean, that's all I could afford, okay? So I bought a futon, whatever. So, all right.
Yeah,
so
now it sounds really... Okay.
It's starting to sound a little... See? There she goes again. She's distracted.
It's starting to sound a little what? No, she goes again.
It's starting to sound a little dungeon-y, kind of creepy, like...
It was very, very... It was something.
I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me. Anyway, so you're laying on the bed. Futon, excuse me. You're laying on the futon.
I'm actually hanging off the bed.
We'll get to that in a second. And in order to do this, you're... For lack of a better word, we're gonna call it your noonie. Your noonie is
that's horrible.
I'm saying fine. Your vagina. Your vagina is pointing up toward the ceiling.
You could just say your hips, and everyone knows what follows your hips. But yes.
But
it's like you're at a good gynecologist.
Okay, that's an excellent way to explain it. So it's as if you're at the gynecologist's office. Your knees are up, kind of in stirrups. Except instead of stirrups, we had to use.
Straps attached to hooks on the ceiling and the wall.
It makes you really question why somebody would need hooks in their ceiling.
Why do you need hooks in your ceiling? Why are those there? And how did you get that idea so fast to put straps? What do you do in your spare time? What is going on?
I don't think this interview is not about me. Okay. This interview is about you.
What is going on? But now you have to answer it because they're going to be curious. Then they're going to be like, we need a second one. For real, you should answer my question.
We need a second one what?
A second podcast thing to answer the questions that I ask you that you dodge.
Like you know what's interesting is the one
cheese
of,
is interesting.
Cheese is interesting. The last, the current last episode that I've got on here is Freckle Sue. And she, she was mean to me and asked me a bunch of questions I didn't want to answer.
You don't have to answer it, but I'm
and I ended up answering them anyway because I'm an open book. I don't care. Fuck it.
Me neither. But I don't want to be mean. I'm
there,
funny.
There has been a few women in my life who, who either introduced me or continued my education in the BDSM arena. So
dun dun dun
dun dun. So instead of
that's got very musical.
Yeah. So. Instead of fighting it, I just went with it. I've lost her. She's reading an instruction manual for a battery charger.
No, I am. Would you like me to read it to you?
I really don't.
You were explaining stuff.
So, because I own this house, and I really don't give a single fuck, really. Anyway, I screwed giant eye hooks. I screwed a giant eye hooks into the ceiling of my model room.
And for very good distance apart.
For things.
What things?
For restraint type items.
Okay, that's as far as it's going to go. As we see at work today, I was restrained.
There you go.
Hanging off a bed.
I found her limit.
With no clothes on.
Found.
Ha ha.
That's right. You had no pants on whatsoever.
Yeah. I had no pants on. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun! All right. And how did that process go? So he put a goo on you.
Oh, yeah.
And you made noises. I was sitting here in this office and you were two rooms away and I heard noises.
I don't want to explain how it felt because I don't want to explain how it felt.
Sure you do. I think it'd be hilarious.
Yeah, it felt like a lot of goo. It was warm. It was warm. Oh, it was warm? Goo being.
I thought it would be cold. It wasn't cold?
It wasn't cold.
Warm, you say?
It was warm.
That's good, though, right?
I guess so. I mean, I think it probably intensified the feeling a little bit.
What feeling?
The feeling of goo touching your vagina. You don't have a vagina. Do you have a vagina?
I don't. I can't. Why don't you describe, if you can, describe for me what goo on the vagina feels like?
Nope.
okay. Are you reluctant to describe it because of it was really crappy or not really crappy?
just an unpleasant feeling.
Oh, non-pleasant.
Unpleasant.
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 Oh. Like, well, that's not where I thought this was going to go. Never mind.
Well, it doesn't feel like water from the shower.
You don't even like to take showers.
I take showers every day.
But you don't like it.
No, I hate getting wet. It sucks.
I don't understand what that is. Who doesn't like... Okay, maybe I'm saying this wrong. Who has a problem with being wet?
Me, Kari.
Because?
Because I don't like water on my face, and I don't like the hassle. I don't like the hassle at all. It's such a process for a female to take a shower, you know.
Yeah, but otherwise you stink. I mean, there's that.
Well, I'm not saying I don't take a shower. I take a shower every day. I just dread it.
All right.
I just dread it.
Well, I think I speak for most people when I say thank you for, you know, sticking it out and taking that shower every day.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, you know, I walk around here with no clothes on. You're welcome.
Around here?
Mm-hmm.
Me or you?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
That's true. Every shoot we've ever done, you've been naked to some point.
It's not my decision either. I almost have no say in it. Just kidding. Calm down.
Oh my God. I'm raping you with a camera. That's so not cool of me. I'm sorry.
And you're not even sending me the pictures.
Okay.
Who are you?
Hold on a second. Just a goddamn minute.
Oh, you got angry.
Now you made me fuck up the whole show. I want to give you these pictures that I finished, but
you like
that's
cheese?
It's just not enough for you. No, I'm not a big fan of cheese, but you know,
really?
Cheese.
Cheese is cool.
Not just by itself.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
Yeah, you can get cheese with holes in it. You can get cheese with no holes in it.
I do have. I do have cheese with holes in it.
Of different colors, and you can even cut the mold off of it and still eat the cheese.
Isn't that all that cheese is? Is moldy milk?
No, I'm disturbed.
Yeah, this is Jack Johnson from the movie Curious George.
I know this song.
Do you?
I've heard the song. I've watched Curious George. I deal with children often.
Let's go to that then.
What to go to what?
As you finish your apple juice.
Unfinished.
Ah, fuck it. We're moving on. This is random stream. I'm moving on. That's right.
Moving on. This is like when you go on like a field trip.
A journey.
A journey that works too. I was thinking a field trip because you know you're never done looking at something or you don't want to be done and your teacher's like.
Oh look, a leaf.
Time to go. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
I
wasn't looking at a leaf.
Did you go?
Go where?
Or whatever. Did you go on field trips when you were in school?
Yes.
I think I'm pretty sure they're doing away with all that stuff, right? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
They're
unless it's funded by someone. They're not paying for it. I mean, that's the state of Michigan. I don't know about here at all.
Oh, God. The education system here in Florida is awful. I'm so glad I got most of my education not in Florida. I grew up in Pennsylvania.
It's actually better than Michigan.
Michigan is that bad?
I would say.
But you went on field trips. I mean, there's that.
Yeah, in elementary school.
Well, that's where you go on. What do you think? You're 16 years old in 10th grade and they're going to take you to some place?
Oh, well, almost.
No.
I mean, they went to, what do you call it?
Places? No, there's no time for that. You gotta learn shit.
Washington, D.C., they had field trips. And
you went to Washington, D.C.?
No, I didn't want to go.
To our country's capital? You didn't want to go?
I don't participate in things.
Are you just that against education?
I don't participate in school fairs. I don't like groups.
You didn't like school?
I don't like groups. I don't like people that much. I'm not a people person.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much
But I'm just saying, like, they did that in 10th grade. I was in 9th. I didn't get to do it in 10th grade because they did away with it because I had pot brownies on the bus.
Awesome. That's the only way to enjoy this country's capital. That's a good time.
Yeah.
The National Mall. I think that's what they call that big grassy area.
I'm going to go to the Mall of America.
It's not that cool. It's three levels of...
There's a roller coaster.
Have you been to anywhere?
Is that what it's called or are you just saying in general?
I'm just in general.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Busch Gardens. I've been to Disney World. I've been to Universal. I've been to Cedar Point. I've been to Michigan Adventures.
What Cedar? That's Cedar Point Rapids?
Cedar Point, Ohio.
What is that?
The largest roller coaster amusement park in the United States of America.
I'm so glad you didn't say ball of twine.
The fuck?
The largest ball of twine.
Where's that at?
I don't know, but...
They have one of those. I've seen pictures. It's in a lot of movies.
What?
I swear to God, I'll Google it.
That is the first time I've heard your Michigan accent.
What?
When you were talking about a lot of movies.
A lot of movies?
Well, you didn't say it like that. You said it in your Michigan accent.
I don't have a Michigan accent.
I will run back the tape.
Shit.
There's no tape, but I will run back the audio. You'll hear it.
They have one of those. I've seen pictures. It's in a lot of movies.
What? Anyway.
If there were a tape that
Let's talk about your modeling.
I don't know what to do.
Hmm?
What about it?
How'd you even stumble into this?
Comic-Con.
Yeah, what about?
What about what?
When I put the beer to my mouth.
That was a swig.
I understand that.
I could hear it.
When I put the beer to my mouth, that's when you have to fill in talking, you know, because otherwise it's just people hear me drinking my beer and that's no good.
But now you're talking about your beer.
I can talk into my beer and it sounds like... Go on.
Hello.
That's it.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Off the movie Hangover 2.
So you stumbled into modeling by
going to Comic-Con. Dressed as Lara Croft.
Nice.
Getting painted as a zombie. By Juan. I pronounced his last name, but I don't know, so I don't know.
Pantoja.
I can't say that still.
Pantoja.
Hiya. Hiya!
Okay, that pretty much spiked, but okay.
Pantoja.
Yes. And you are a person of zero fucks. You have no fucks to give.
Why should someone?
Good point. What I'm saying is the very first time we worked together, what was it? You were doing a body paint, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I totally lost control of every electronic component in here and it went staticky.
Nope. I just know how to blow into a mic real well, I guess.
It's just Kari. All right, so the very first time we worked together, I said, hi, how do you do? And then in 10 minutes, I saw you completely naked.
I guess so.
Not, I guess so.
Yeah, I was naked.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it went.
I was told to do it. So, I just spit on the microphone.
That's why that big afro is on there. It's to protect the actual microphone from your spittle.
I want an afro.
No, you don't.
It's just one for like a day. But I want it to be really curly, not teased.
Well, they sell wigs.
But I don't want it to be a wig. I want it to be my own hair so I can whip it. Like Will.
Whip my hair back and forth.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Who is that? It's Jaden? No,
no, it's Willow.
Willow.
Willow Smith.
Willow.
Because she whips her hair. Because she got weave.
Willow
girl.
Smith. Girl. Okay, so that is not to say, by the way, anybody listening, that you can just call up Kari and say, I want you to come over here and take pictures with me.
You know what you all sound like? Have you ever seen the movie Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
You sound like the snail.
the girl, the woman behind the
camera. The old lady.
I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always, always watching. I do enjoy that movie. It's a good movie. Something else you might notice about Kari is her rather, we're going to call it signature laugh. She has something that's both adorable and annoying at the same time.
I just think it's really annoying, but I have
always
no control.
Watching. And I've lost her again. Okay.
I wasn't expecting it.
No, I'll just bust into voice once in a while.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
What is your favorite Disney movie?
Disney.
Oh my God, you are gonna cry. Look at your eyes, are all watery.
I was so excited.
That's
was
good.
Hilarious.
Okay, good.
Does it have to be Disney?
No. Well, yeah, it should be Disney.
Okay, my favorite Disney movie. Does it have? Oh, what is my favorite Disney movie? Oh, Jungle Book. Oh, it's the
really?
Jungle Book.
That's a classic. That's an old classic.
Well, that's all I grew up on. I'm not that young either.
Yes, you are. Because I grew up on Jungle Book too. I mean,
okay, well, I'm the same... Jungle Book, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, all of those.
You have the everything. Oh, hey, let me ask you a question.
I had them all on VHS. Yes, I know what a VHS is.
The just tape. Just a cassette tape. When you were a little kid, did you have like books?
Yes.
Let me ask you then. Did you have
Dr. Seuss?
You did.
All of them. Every single one of them.
That is one of the coolest things I can think of, because like that's a universal thing with kids. It's like you buy and get your kids Dr. Seuss books. Whoever is in charge of Dr. Seuss, I think he died a decade ago or something.
Yeah. He died a long time ago.
Yeah, whoever is in charge of his estate, I mean, they must be super rich, because I don't know a family who doesn't have at least one Dr. Seuss book. Did you have a favorite?
Yes.
Don't tell me what it is. Just did you have a favorite? Thank you. Good.
What was your
favorite?
Well, let's see. I had three.
Three favorites.
Yeah. There was the one with the apples.
I don't know that tree.
And it was full of apples. I don't remember what it's called.
That would have been weird if it was full of pears.
There was the fox and the socks.
Fox and socks. Yeah, yeah. And I like that one.
Green eggs and ham. I don't want them, Sam. I am.
See,
not on a train, not on a plane, not with a goat, not on a boat.
I didn't like green eggs and ham. That was not one of my favorites.
I need to have my own radio station. Yeah.
You really do need to take control of the show. You need to be in control.
Of what?
Of the show. You need to ask your own questions and book your own guests and, you know, do this, all this stuff.
But I want to be on the radio.
Oh, I know this is not good enough.
I should know it's cool.
You know what?
I should call into a radio station and just start rambling and see what they do.
You know what? No.
They might invite me.
Here's the better the better part of what you should do.
I'm watching.
Always watching. The better thing is to go to these stupid events that they do, and then get in close with the actual people involved, and then they'll have you on their stuff. Because you know what, though?
How do I go to one of them? Where do I know where those are? How do I know that? Oh, kill them.
That's right. I wish I had more bass. Wait, boom. here's more bass. I got bass.
Bass. It's all about that bass. About that bass. No treble. You know that song has like no bass and it's all treble?
No, I know that. Yeah, it's
really
weird.
Funny. It's really ironic. But she's all about that ass, out that ass.
This is a song that when I had my old Miata. Yes, I had an old Miata. I had a...
He doesn't have a new one either.
that's a lie. I do have a new one.
Well, where is it at, Greg?
It's in a shop in Castleberry.
What happened?
I had an accident. Anyway.
When did you have an accident?
The day after I bought the car.
The day after or the day of?
The day after. It was a whole day after.
A whole day.
Well, 20 hours.
Did you really get to enjoy your car? That's not even a whole day. Did you get to enjoy it?
Not a full day, no.
How did you feel about that?
I felt a little upset. I felt sad.
Yeah, what happened? What exactly happened?
I drove, and then there's a man, and then all of a sudden, there was a car in front of me, and bam!
Bam! Just like that. How loud was that? It's pretty ridiculous.
Pretty loud. It was loud. It was a loud crash.
I won't bring it up ever again.
That's a total lie.
It is a complete lie, and I'm so glad you've seen right through that, because I could hardly hold it in.
Okay, here's what's gonna happen, and this is gonna be so much fun.
Oh my god, we're having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No.
Oh.
I don't even have peanut butter.
Who doesn't have peanut butter?
This guy.
Do you put peanut butter in your cupboard, or would you put peanut butter in your refrigerator?
In the cupboard. Nobody puts it in their refrigerator.
Everyone I know puts their peanut butter in the refrigerator.
Everyone you know is a stupid idiot.
Excuse me.
There's no excuse for that. No excuse. No.
Excuse me. No, I'm peanut gonna butter, have my mom come whoop
peanut,
your butt.
Peanut butter does not belong in a refrigerator.
Peanut butter is good cold.
Nothing is good cold. Ice cream is good cold.
You just said nothing. You can't contradict yourself.
Hey, remember when you wanted ice cream and I didn't
have
any?
You don't have any ice cream.
And I didn't have any for
you?
Do you
have ice cream?
Nope.
I'm going to go through your cupboards.
That would be stupid to look for ice cream in my cupboards.
But nothing's good cold. So why would it be in your freezer?
I just told you everything.
Nope. You said everything. You didn't say everything, but you said except. And you're like, except. Nope, you contradict.
And that's the way our speech works, is that we are allowed to add something at the very end of a sentence that
my nose is touching.
I saw that, yeah.
That's what you said it was for.
Twitch?
No, that's what you said it was for.
that's sexy when you whisper into the microphone, oh my.
Akka.
It's not awkward for me.
I said awkward. It's just something funny to say. Oh, that sounds like
aqua awkward?
Have you never seen
like weird in the water?
Aka, not aqua.
Aka.
Aka.
Like eight weirdnesses.
No, just like the show Aka.
Kari, tell me what you're talking about.
There's a show on MTV a long time ago. I don't know if it's still on. It's like, I think it was called Awkward. But then there's also the movie.
Oh, wait. I do know what you're talking about. Awkward on MTV.
Yeah. And then there's the.
Did I just make you awkward?
No, I'm thinking. There's the movie.
I can't.
Pitch Perfect.
I remember that movie. That was a good movie.
They're in a cappella, so they say aka everything.
Mm.
So I was just aka awkward, didn't you? Jacob Wright didn't double aqua. Aka, not aqua.
Do you get weird when people give you like weird compliments?
What do you mean?
Do you get shy when people give you compliments? Like if, let me see. Oh my God, this is the weirdest chick ever. Okay, so what you don't know, and maybe I'll post a couple of pictures or a link to some pictures of her being awkward and weird. We did a video.
I'm itching my nose.
I'm trying to move things along. We did a video.
Is that a comb?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Is that really?
For a giant afro boy.
Fuck that person. I want their afro. I want an afro.
You want an afro so big it needs this comb?
I put that in my hair and stick it and leave it like they do with the combs in the back in the, what is it, 80s?
70s.
Okay, well, they probably still did it in the 80s because I see people doing it now.
They might have. Michael Jackson might have done it once. Okay, so. Oh, my God. Okay, so we did a video because that's what I do. I like to make little sexy videos, right?
My foot itches. Yeah.
How'd that go?
What? Well, it was the cord from the headphones that was tickling me.
Oh, I'm talking about the video. How did that go?
Are we talking about? Oh.
Remember, we did a video?
You just hit your head. Yeah.
A little bit.
It was, yeah.
What was wrong? What happened?
I got shy.
What? I don't understand, though.
I got scared. Because as soon as it went from clicking a picture to a video, I was gone.
Why? I don't understand. Like, okay, so you know. Okay, hold on a second. Let me just explain this to everybody, or maybe to you, because maybe you have a problem understanding this. You're an attractive woman, yes?
I like to think that everybody is pretty.
That is the fucking stupidest answer I've ever heard. Do you think that you're an attractive woman?
I know I'm pretty, yes.
Okay, so good. All right, so you know you're pretty.
Banging.
What?
Just kidding. I don't know. I'm talking.
All right.
I thought that's my job.
It is your job. I mean, if you don't talk, it's going to be a very boring show.
Yeah, because you're a boring person.
True.
No, he's not.
I'm interesting.
I have an itch on my hand.
You should itch.
Got it. Don't worry.
Scratch it. Okay. So you also have claws on the end of your fingers.
Hence why I just went around.
How long has that gone on?
I've had my nails done for maybe 3-4 years.
Years you've had these claws.
Yeah.
Do you scratch a bitch with them, or what do you do with them? Do you pick locks? What?
No, you don't pick locks. You'd break it.
Yes, of course. What led you to get your claws in the first place? Like, what made you think, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get razor blade nails.
Okay, they're not that sharp at all.
Well,
they just
truly, you've never poked me with them, so I don't know for sure.
They dulled down after having them for a while, too.
Okay.
But,
do you need a scratching post at home? Do you have any cats?
I don't like cats.
Do you have any dogs?
I don't. My mother has a dog and she makes me walk it sometimes when I go visit her. And I hate cleaning up after it. So no, I don't have any dogs either.
Okay, so no pets.
Those wouldn't be my pets of choice.
And you're not like one of those weird chicks who likes birds.
No, I like pigs. I will have a teacup pig. That's me. That's me, guys. Don't worry.
No.
I'll have a teacup pig. Oh, I shouldn't probably hit that table.
Probably not.
Boom, bottom.
So you'll have a teacup pig. Great.
Yes, I will one day.
And then
when someone else is there to make sure it gets fed. It,
yes.
Because I don't remember to eat sometimes either.
Really? If I know anything, you know, neglecting your animal, especially when it's a pig, that's a good time when you have roommates.
Why?
Do you have roommates?
No, I live by myself.
How do you work that out?
What do you mean?
Like, you're a young, very young girl, woman. How do you afford to live on your own?
Oh, well, you see, can I
do you can this? Move it around a little bit. You can actually pull it a lot closer to you.
I just feel comfortable holding it, I guess.
Okay.
What was the question?
Whatever.
Can I give you a fake name?
Yes.
Can you be a Doug? Because I'm not kissing. Doggy, Doug, Doug. And then we'll get murdered by crystal meth tweakers. And we'll wear shit out of luck.
The new single by Akari.
That's
Thank
not
you.
By me. You don't know the song?
No.
You want me to sing it to you?
Nope.
What do tigers dream of? You don't know it yet, so.
No, what is the song?
When they take a little tiger snooze.
Oh, that's from The Hangover.
Okay, I'm done. That's all I needed to hear. Yeah, no, I have made pretty good money when I was 19.
Fucking commercials. So you know what? This show would have been so much better.
We need to put commercials in it?
No. If there were no commercials on YouTube, this show would have been so much better because I could have played this right away, but because I couldn't.
We wait. Oh my God, can I sing along?
Probably.
Well, I'm going to because I don't know what else to do with my life right now.
Hmm.
What do tigers dream of? Take a little tiger snooze.
Snooze.
Do they dream of mauling zebras? Or Halle Berry in a Catwoman suit? Don't you worry, you're pretty striped, how we're gonna get you back to Tyson in your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him a best friend hug. Doug.
I really wish we had video for this because watching
if
you.
If we get murdered by crystal meth tweakers, well then we are shit out of luck. You're welcome. Thank you guys. Oh wow, we have an audience.
Now I'm gonna play you a song that I will not sing along with, but hopefully it'll let's see, what the fuck is it called?
Don't say it because I might know it.
Oh, I guarantee you will not know this song.
Oh. Is it your dolphin song?
No, but that's a good song.
It's not a good song, but
I like dolphins.
I like the
wait, Juan is messaging me.
We should make him a part of this.
Where can I listen to the podcast? Well, first of all,
it's not uploaded yet. Oh, here he is.
I know, right? I have to record it, which we're doing.
It's the 19th. Are you recording already? Sorry, I'm reading his messages out loud too. I got kisses on Harry Potter.
What? What does that mean?
It says thank you. Hermione's kissing Harry Potter. Say, oh no. It's the girl from the Harry Potter movie where Harry Potter saves the girl.
What? Is he? Oh, he's saying that. Thank you for lending your vagina to him.
Well, now that sounds like a prostitute.
No.
Oh.
He didn't pay you.
Fuck my life.
Hold on a second. What is his name? His name is
Juan?
No. I'm thinking of somebody else. Half cheese? Drunk. Thank you. No, that helped.
Cheese?
No. Hold on.
I don't understand. When do I ever understand?
Hold on a second. All right. Here it is. Shh.
Oh, okay.
Here it is. Ready?
Today's Thursday.
Yeah? Stuff's terrible.
It's good. You
don't have it's to do delicious.
It. How do I do it?
I'm going to show you.
One of the best ad-lib songs ever.
I don't know what that means.
I'll explain it.
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you. But you were born to rub me first. Let's go into the patio.
There you go. So that's from a movie called...
I was born to love you.
Oh, I was born to lick your face.
What? I thought I said rub.
Lick your face.
No, I know I said
the
rub.
The third line is, I was born to rub you.
But you were born to rub me first.
That's a good way to get somebody to massage you first. So that was from a movie called Caddyshack. And you've never heard of that movie? Say it. What the fuck was that?
Slucking up my saliva.
Because you what?
I have an excessive amount of liquid.
Saliva?
Liquids in my mouth.
What the hell was that?
What do you mean? Yeah, you hit the microphone with your ear.
Oh, and I did. I know.
Then why are you asking me? I was born to lick your face.
There you go.
With all my saliva.
That's right.
I swear. Me and my nephew got this thing going. Dancing. Can they hear that music?
Oh, yeah. This is... Anything we hear is getting recorded. So if I hear you, and you hear me, and we hear the music...
And now I just wish you could see him dancing. Oh my god. I've never seen this before! Please don't tell me you do that in public.
How dare you? Here we go. That's right. So,
that just happened.
No, listen, the Jackson 5.
That just happened.
Michael Jackson.
That just happened.
God damn right that just happened.
That just fucking happened.
All right.
That's so funny. That just happened.
Yeah. Oh, you're the only one who's allowed to give no fucks.
I'm just laughing at how that elbow made it to the ceiling.
How the what? What did you just say? How the album made it to the ceiling? That doesn't make any sense.
Elbow.
The elbow.
Yeah, you had that shit up there, man.
Well, I was rocking it. I was jamming it. I was rocking it.
Rocking it does not go to that song.
I was rocking it. No stopping it.
Oh yeah, there was no stopping that.
No.
What about Michael Jackson?
He was the king.
We never finished talking.
King of pop.
Is it pop?
We don't need to fucking finish talking about nothing. What did you want to talk about?
You didn't finish talking on any subject. You keep changing the subject.
Random stream of consciousness. That's what this show is.
I'm so glad I fit in at that part.
What would you like to continue talking about or finish talking about?
I don't remember anything. I don't know. See? What we've been Who are you?
What was the last?
I can see clearly.
What was the last book you read?
The last book. I'm actually listening to a book right now, but the last.
That's not reading.
Excuse you. I was getting there.
Go on.
Generation Dead. No. The Land of Oz.
What's no. That? No.
I read sometimes. The last book I read was Burn.
Oh.
Like it's, Burn, Crash, Impulse.
Is that...
By something Porter, I think.
Oh.
No. It's a girl.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking then.
I don't know. Actually, no, I listened to that book too. What's the difference if you listen to it or read it?
Because you are lazy if you listen to it.
No, I comprehend it better.
Well, listen, I'm a giant hypocrite because I don't read, period.
But I truly comprehend things better when it's read to me. Like, versus you telling me, or you writing it down.
I'm going to make you a promise right now.
I don't know what this promise is.
How could you?
I'm nervous, that's all. What's this promise?
If you are ever...
Cheese.
If you are ever cheese. If you are... Listen. If you... What? If you are ever in an...
Cheese.
If you are ever in an accident, I'm going to need another beer. If you are ever in an accident, I'm trying to get this out. If you are ever in an accident, if you are ever in, wow, I've lost her. Guys, I've lost her. She's gone.
If I get in an accident, you're going to need another beer. And then,
well, that too.
That's what you said. That's exactly what you said.
What about random stream of consciousness do you not get? All right. So listen, if you're ever in an accident. If you're ever in an accident.
Now I'm going to get in an accident on the way home.
No. Jesus. You're not. Okay. Because you're going to be safe and fun. Look at your eyes. You're all watery.
Knock on wood.
I love it. I love how so happy funny. You are. I am. You know what? You don't care about life. You just enjoy everything.
The day. Sometimes. I slept all day yesterday. I didn't enjoy a shit.
All
except
day.
For my nap.
Do you ever get sad?
Yeah. Sometimes. Sort of. You are gonna need another beer.
What do you
I
do?
I still have my apple juice.
I saw that. What do you? Well, yeah, but you're driving, so don't. You're.
I can stop at the bar, and you won't even know.
I wouldn't even know. What bar are you going to? I'll meet you there.
Did I make you drive?
What?
Huh?
We're going to the bar together now?
Well, if you said you'd meet me there, we're going together technically.
It's a date. I'm going on a date.
With who?
Fuck. She knows. Whoops. Okay. That didn't work.
What were you saying?
What is that?
I don't know. I found it. It's broken.
It's not broken.
It's not broken. It really isn't broken. No, I think it holds cords.
Holy fuck. How did you know that?
Are you being serious?
Yeah. How did you know that?
Because it's a circle.
Oh, damn.
It looks like a cord holder.
You're pretty smart.
I am pretty.
Pretty smart.
Okay.
All right. What were we talking about?
Juice. We were talking about something before.
Juice.
My apple juice.
Oh, your apple juice, my beer.
I wish we had apple cider. But you don't know how to buy apple cider.
I've shown
you. You were talking about something before you talked about
it. I sent you a picture of apple cider.
Yeah, that's rude.
Rude?
What do you want? What were we talking about?
I don't know. It's...
I feel like it was a really good subject, though. Like, we should actually bounce back to that. You know what I mean?
Okay, so hold on. We were talking about you being naked every time you're here.
No, that... Wow. Way
I know
far that. Back.
I know. I'm working my way up.
Why don't you work your way back? It was closer to memory.
Maybe you don't know what it's like to be 43. It's...
You know, I also do things backwards. You should ask anyone. Literally. I even drive better in reverse.
That's horrific.
What were we talking about? Did you hear my stomach?
No, that's my stomach. Well, it was both our stomachs then.
Because I felt it.
Mine went too.
Oh.
Oh.
We're synchronized.
Gross.
You're gross.
Anyway.
So what were we talking about?
What were you doing with your eyes right there?
You're
looking at the microphone.
I'm looking like
fire. And you're all cross-eyed.
Am I really? Because I can never do that.
Oh, by the way, I don't know. Nobody's gonna really pay attention to this, but Kari has probably some of the prettiest eyes I've ever seen on a person ever. They're giant, first of all, and you will break that if you continue playing with it. So they're giant, first of all, and they're like a crystal. I don't want to say an ice blue, but they're a crystal blue. Good job. Who'd you get them from?
My dad.
Your real dad? Ooh, that's a personal question.
My real dad.
That's a personal question. Well, you have a stepfather.
Even if he wasn't my real dad, I've had two. Even if he wasn't my real dad, I'd still got him from my dad.
That's a joke, dumbass.
You're not my friend. I was so confused.
You're not my real dad.
He is my real dad. His name is my dad.
His name is my real dad. Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
You're right.
I am funny.
You can't get your very pretty eyes from your stepdad. I get that. I understand that.
He's a brown, I think.
What? Who's our? Come back to me. Hello. No.
One, two, three.
No. That's a different song. This is Candy okay. Girl, not 1, 2, 3, ABC. Different
tweet,
band.
Tweet.
Fuck. No, this is New Edition. This is not Michael Jackson. No, I don't want to talk about your dad if you don't want to talk about your dad.
I love my dad.
Well, there you go then.
I don't understand what's happening.
I'm asking you.
How do you know I don't want to talk about my dad? Why would I want to talk about my dad? I love my dad.
Oh, things just got weird.
I'm just so confused.
I'm asking you that you got your eyeballs from your dad, probably, yes?
Well, technically, my mom made them because, you know, they're created inside her
womb. Oh, how fucking sexist of you. How fucking sexist of you to think that the woman makes the baby.
No, it's half and half. 50-50, man.
That's right. 50-50. Just the woman has to bear 98% of all the bullshit. Yeah. It's your body that gets all fucked up. It's your emotions that get all fucked up. It's your...
Yo, you guys gotta suffer too, though, because
I'm
very sure
I'm in and I'm out, and then you're pregnant. Ha ha. Suck it.
Then the court's calling. You owe me this much child support.
Good luck with that. I got nothing.
Yeah,
oh my god.
You don't even have a car.
Hold on. I've got something for you.
He's got something for me. What happened?
Hold on, I'm looking for it.
What are we just talking about? What?
No, I got it. It's right here. Ready?
Why do you hit your head on that all the time?
There, I got it.
You have really little hands.
Just this one. This finger got cut off.
Yeah.
See, check it out.
Yeah, no, I'm checking it out. That's what it was.
Ugh. Okay.
You should see his finger. It looks like
it's mangled. It got bitten off by a tiger.
It wasn't bitten off by no tiger.
Sing me the tiger song.
What do tigers dream of when they think of the tiger thrones?
I love that you gave it an accent spin that time. That was good.
I can spin in this chair, you know? It spins.
I'm actually really impressed by you that you haven't been making seat noises over there.
I've been holding still pretty good, except for I lost circulation in my feet for the second time tonight.
That's when you were tied up.
I wasn't tied. I was strapped.
You should have told somebody that you had lost feeling in your feet. I would have...
What would you have done?
Laughed at you a little bit.
That's all your foam stinks. Weren't we talking about like two subjects that we really wanted to stay on?
You know what you shouldn't do? You shouldn't put your nose so close to the foam then. She's actually rubbing her... That sound was her rubbing her nose on the thing that she said stinks.
I was curious to know how it felt. And smelled.
You're the curious one.
I'm curious.
Okay, if you could do without one sense for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Taste.
Wrong.
I'd eat the shit out of everything. Not shit. But you know how much money I could fucking make if I didn't tell people I didn't have a sense? Like, I couldn't taste?
What? How do you make money out of that?
They eat cow eyeballs on Fear Factor.
Oh my God, here we go.
Yo, I could make some money. Be like, yeah, I bet you $50,000 you won't be two girls, one cup.
<You don't>... Oh my God.
And bam, you know how much money I have?
Bam.
I'm set for life.
Hey, I'm the girl who eats feces.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Blindfold me. You know, though, the mentality, like, thinking about it, I'd freak out, but just don't tell me.
Yeah, yeah. I can't taste it. Whatever. Fuck it.
Exactly.
You have a thing about you.
What would be your sense to get rid of? What's my thing?
Smell. Oh, my God. I would love to never have a smell again.
Oh, my God. I love the smell of fresh cut grass and gasoline.
That's a song, isn't it?
No, it's not. Does it sound good?
Yeah.
I love the smell of fresh cut grass, gasoline.
Boing, 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 boing.
Don't know how I feel and what it means to me.
Do you play any instruments?
No.
Nothing?
All right! I can play.
On the piano? Really? I'm pretty sure this could go on a long time, so I'm going to cut you off.
I can play that, and Mary had a little lip, and I can go, din, 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 and chopsticks, I can play that.
Chopsticks, okay.
And then I could sort of go the...
But that's it, right?
On the drums, yeah.
No, I've watched you try to play drums.
I used to be...
No, 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 no.
He hates my drumming.
It's not just that I hate your drumming, it's that
you admit you hate my drumming?
It's that you can't do it.
I used to be able to do
it. No.
I used to be able to do it.
Playing drums is like riding a bicycle.
And riding a bicycle after not riding a bicycle is kind of hard.
When was the last time you rode a bicycle?
Like today.
Really?
Yeah. A pretend bike at the gym.
You're bullshit.
A pretend bike at the gym. But the last time I rode a bicycle was 3 days ago.
Okay, hold on. A bicycle that is attached to the floor doesn't count as a bicycle.
Then 3 days ago.
Okay. Do you have one?
Yes.
I got one too.
You're not my friend.
But it's hanging up on hooks on the...
Because you don't ride it. Because you're like, oh, I have a bike. That's cool. That's good enough.
No, people because I have two cars that I don't have. One car.
Tell me about these cars. Both of them. Preferably one that's red. If you have a red one, do you have a red car? I didn't mean to move that.
I do. I'm going to show it to you right now. Hold on. You have to fill time so talk.
I have to fill time so talk.
That's right.
Okay, that's right.
What the hell?
What happened? Oh my gosh, guys, it's a Matchbox car.
That's not a Matchbox car.
Okay, it's a little bigger than a Matchbox car.
That's my old Miata.
I don't know what that means.
Well, that's the
old... I gotta say me and Miata.
That's the old car that I used to own.
He He used to own this car,
uh-huh.
and it's red.
It's red.
And the hood so doesn't pretty. Really come up, but
it does. It goes. There, it's open. There. Now you do it. There, see?
All right, let's inspect the end. You need an oil change.
Obviously.
You should really get an oil change. And man, oh man, it's getting a little tarnished in there, don't you think?
I know. Well, it's like 15 years old. It's old. What are you going to do?
Give it a bath.
Oh, let's talk about your car care.
Okay, if it drives, it's good. I have my mom's car right now.
Do you?
Yep.
You don't live with your mom, though.
No, but I took her car because I have a bad wheel bearing.
That's not nice. You can't just steal your mother's car.
Well, obviously, I had to ask her for the keys. She actually suggested. She said, why don't you just
Do you have a boyfriend?
Car?